All right, joining us from Gas Buddy is Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. And Patrick, you know, first of all, let's start with demand a little bit. And normally we see demand that's been slowing down because of coronavirus spiking, but it seemed like demand increased periodically last week, which led to a slight bump in gas prices toward the end of the week. Any thoughts on what may have caused that?
Well, I think a lot of that was the fact that it had been about 10 days since our last price hike. Looks like the last hike was back on about October 8th. And so it had been about that two-week period. We usually see a hike or price cycle, what we call them, every 1 to 2 weeks. So we got a small one last week that was likely brought on by the fact that prices had fallen under retail price. And so with that, prices did take a jump back up. Looking at gasoline demand last week, Pay with Gas Buddy data showing U.S. gasoline demand down about 0.5%. That's a third straight weekly drop in demand. Not unusual for this time of year. Of course, we have coronavirus going on as well. So hard to dissect which one of those two is more influential in pushing demand lower, whether it's seasonal factors or whether it's the coronavirus. Either way we're looking at it, it did cause a jump in average prices across Indianapolis. This morning's average price, $2.05 a gallon, up from $1.99 last week. But with the hike last week now behind us, we should see prices slowly ticking lower for at least the first half of the week.
All right, so looking like maybe most of the week we're just gonna see prices continue to go down then.
I would say for at least the next 3 days or so, we should see prices inch lower. Beyond that, you know, as we head towards the weekend, it is possible that we could see prices kind of drift back up. That's because the last price hike only was to about $2.09 a gallon. The price hike before that was all the way up to $2.19. So stations are probably going to rub on the edge of profitability a little bit sooner this time around.
Yeah, it's got to be a tough time to be a gasoline station owner. I would imagine they're just trying to do whatever they can to turn a profit, which is why they have to keep doing these small increment increases.
Yeah, that's right. Well, they have to do them because some of the market forces in Indiana don't agree with kind of passing on daily fluctuations, instead doing them every week or week and a half. So it does make it really tricky for a gas station who cuts their price, even if their wholesale price does go up a day.
And then one of your big things that you guys issued a press release about last week was about, the day after the presidential debate between Joe Biden and President Donald Trump. What impact do both of those guys have on gas prices, depending on where they stand? What's your kind of breakdown with them?
Well, the breakdown is you have two different political parties that have two different political agendas. And the way that it looks right now, of course, President Trump is making it easier on the oil industry to do business, and that means more production, less red tape, and generally lower prices. That's kind of why we've been in this era of low prices, because less restrictions, oil production can flow freely, and that contributes to lower prices. Of course, if that changes, if Joe Biden wins the presidency, he has made clear that he will make it a little bit harder on the oil sector, whether that's through cutting fracking, moving Americans away from fossil fuels. It will likely mean higher prices, or at least a higher risk of higher prices in the years ahead.
Seems like Biden's kind of gone back a little bit on that. I know he's been challenged. I think he does want to appeal to the average person, saying, I'm not going to raise your gases. I know he's kind of walked back that a little bit.
Yeah, there's been some interesting statements, you know, where he said no fracking at all and he was going to curb all offshore drilling. It seems like he's walked back a few of those statements. So now it's kind of like we don't really know exactly what he may do if he does win the White House, but we do know he's kind of walked back some of those very hardline statements that could have caused prices to go up more dramatically. So it's going to be very interesting to see if he does make it into the White House, what his agenda will be. But we have tended to see, of course, with the more liberal candidates, more of this kind of extreme policy. I think no one would disagree that we should move away from fossil fuels, but that doesn't mean bring on a spike to $4 a gallon either.
Is there any sort of negative effect that President Trump can have on gas prices?
I don't think on necessarily on gas prices. I think, though, being a Hoosier, with Lake Michigan up to our northwest, there is an effect that perhaps going the other way too much, President Trump making it easier for companies to pollute, and of course we have the pristine lakeshore that comes to mind as well. So that doesn't impact gas prices. It would actually make them go lower if it's easier for companies to pollute, say, Lake Michigan. But then, of course, we lose a national treasure. So you can go too far either way, but it just doesn't have as much influence on what you're paying at the pump.
And then also we've got a tropical storm, Tropical Storm Zeta. You hope it doesn't turn into a hurricane, but again, tropical storms and hurricanes can have effects on gas prices. What do you think this could do?
Well, they can have effects on gas prices. In a normal year, I think I'd be very worried about this storm. But having said that, this year is not an average year. And I know that it looks likely that a lot of those offshore oil rigs will be evacuated yet again. We had, what, Laura, Sally, and we had Hurricane Delta, and now future Hurricane Zeta now targeting the same area. It's probably not going to have much of an impact on gas prices, but, of course, it bears monitoring as well. We are seeing reductions in gasoline demand, so there's a little bit of breathing room for us to see production drop temporarily while this storm impacts these areas of our oil infrastructure.
All right. He is Patrick DeHaan, the head of petroleum analysis for Gas Buddy. Patrick, thank you so much for the insights. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, John.